serious and it required retribution. It didn't require gratuitous retribution. And I think he balanced out all the good that Jerry's done.
What's the grounds?
Well, we have multiple grounds for the appeal. Number one, I can get you three continuances for a parking ticket. I can't get one continuance for Jerry Sandusky. How hard does Joe Amendola try to get one continuance and we couldn't get one? I think that fundamentally taints the fairness of the process. One of the other appeal issues is the Commonwealth, in their closing, said that Mr. Sandusky could have said more to Bob Costas. That's commenting on post-arrest silence. We didn't put that statement in, and they asked the jury to hold it against him that he didn't say more. That's a fundamental error. Well, he's ready to start the appellate process.
Why did he choose to release the tape yesterday in the manner in which he did?
My understanding is that tape had been made previously. The release was not under Mr. Sandusky's control, I'm told.
Not in the jail? It was recorded in the jail?
The details of that I am not certain of. I do know that the recording was made ahead of time, and the exact release time was not in his control, but my understanding was originally it was not to be released until after sentencing. We have 10 days to file a post-sentence motion. The judge then has 120 days to decide that, and he can extend that up to 30 days on the request of either party. If he doesn't decide it, then we appeal to the Superior Court, and it's deemed denied after that 120 or 150-day period. On the other hand, if he decides it within that time period and decides it adversely to either side, then either side has 30 days to go to the Superior Court. Either side could go directly to the Superior Court, but in cases like this, we generally don't. We file post-sentence motions first. And the judge is clearly anticipating there'll be one because he gave 10 days to keep Jerry here in Center County. And I anticipate that if we file a motion, which we will, he'll keep him here longer in order to keep him local and avoid the transportation costs.
Carl, he referred to cracking his head on the concrete. What was that about? Did he have an accident?
Mr. Sandusky was basically saying that on the day of his anniversary with his wife, he turned his head like she would be there and hit his head literally on the cement wall. Rather than being in bed with his wife. I think that's what he was using as an analogy to say it literally happened.
What was the reaction to the victim's statements?
Well, I think we knew what they were going to be generally, and we didn't get a real-time reaction, but you've heard his statements.
Was there any time prior to trial that there was a possibility of having a guilty plea that would result in fewer than maybe 20 years behind bars? And your client did not take that.
The question is, was there any time before trial when there was a possibility of a guilty plea that might have resulted in less than a 20-year minimum sentence? And the answer is no, and the reason's simple. As I said in court today, and I've said many times before today, Jerry Sandusky has always maintained his innocence. There could have been discussions, there might have been some deal that could have been worked out, but Jerry Sandusky wanted none of it. Well, I'd rather prefer not to go into those, but the bottom line is this. Jerry never flinched from his position that he was innocent and that he wanted the opportunity to prove his innocence and that he would not entertain any plea offer. And that's from 2008, 2009, with the first accusations by accuser number one.
Thank you.